This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the Monday night edition of Free Chicken Live.
My mom's wide open.
You're a chicken lover tonight.
Hey, man, I love fried chicken. I'm not afraid to say it. And I'm not being racist either because I'm a white guy.
How late's KFC open?
There's a KFC here?
I guess you don't love fried chicken that much.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Is KFC fried chicken anymore? Because they don't even call it Kentucky Fried Chicken.
They're putting something in a fryer.
They had to call it KFC because I don't think their product qualifies.
As chicken. It's chicken. No longer legally chicken.
They're chicanopedes. And the fries. They're like chickens, but they have 100 legs.
The fried chicken at the, what's the 24-hour one, the Price Chopper? The deli fried chicken, it's not very good.
Yeah, and you ever see the frozen chicken products or any chicken products that says contains rib meat?
Yes.
What is that? Is it like the lowest quality chicken or something like that? Because it seems like they're disclaiming this for some reason. Like, well, you need to know that it contains rib meat.
It's about the advertisement. It'll say something like, frozen chicken breasts.
Contains rib meat, right?
So they're calling out, they're trying to sell you that it's a breast.
But
it also might contain a little bit of rib meat, which is dark meat. Or a solution, have you seen the, might contain a solution of more than 2% of blah, 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 or whatever. It usually just means they're using salt and artificial flavorings to flavor your chicken.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
You do know a lot about chicken.
Dr. Demento had a great song called Chickens for Peace.
Okay.
It was about chickens marching for their rights. You know?
No, was this his song or one of the songs
he
played?
No, a song played on the Dr. Demento show way back in the day. I am a very old Dementoid or Dementite.
Sure. Now, was that from the same guy who did Cows with Guns?
No, I believe they were different people, but similar types of songs.
Yeah.
Chickens for Peace had lines like...
what about Fish Heads?
Oh, I love Fish Heads, yeah. Chickens for Peace had something like, and we will win, we're not turkeys for peace, right? You know, chickens for peace, right?
Yeah.
You know, march for your rights kind of thing.
Cows with Guns was, we will fight for bovine freedom.
Oh, you've sung that
and
before.
And hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die.
Fish
cows
heads,
with
fish
guns.
Roly-poly dish heads. Fish heads, fish heads.
Roly-poly fish heads. You've never seen drinking cappuccino in Italian restaurants with Oriental women.
You know it. You know it.
Yeah. All right.
Didn't Bill Paxton direct that video?
I don't know, but I once took a fish head out to see a movie, and I didn't have to pay to get it in.
Yeah.
Where were we? What were we doing? Is this some sort of live call-in radio show? I'm not sure what's going on.
Quick, somebody, panic.
All right. Well, I... When in moments of doubt like these,
he did direct it, and he was in that video briefly as well.
Nice.
Rest in peace.
I think it's always best, in a moment of doubt, it's always best to go to the phones. And we have Packet Sniffer calling in on our Discord line.
What did he just say?
What did you say?
I said Fig Newton.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, really, my main taco. I'm thinking about tacos. My main topic tonight is Theodore Roosevelt.
What about him?
I think we need to instead of funding the Space Force, we need to fund. Theodore Roosevelt, not Franklin D. Roosevelt that we've talked about in the past.
I don't have any idea what you're saying.
So he's saying instead of funding Space Force, he wants to fund Theodore Roosevelt.
Is Theodore Roosevelt dead?
Yes. So if if you don't know, for those listeners that don't know, Theodore Roosevelt was the president right before we decided to make income tax a thing.
Okay.
So we should go back to him, where he was more like, let's conserve natural resources. Let's conserve, the beauty of America instead of the pipelines and the electrical grids that we have today.
Okay, I don't know what you're saying, dude. I'm sorry. How high are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably a 9.
A 9?
Yeah. A 9?
9.
A 9.
Good lord, you can still operate a telephone.
Well, it's not a telephone, So it's not a telephone cord, it's a, Discord is like Discord.
Discord is on
Discord. Yeah. Well, you did say it was Marijuana Mondays, and this guy is not a good advocate for legalization.
Oh, Packet, are you partaking?
He already admitted that he was.
Well,
he said he was a 9 out of 13 or something like that.
I mean, that's pretty high, right?
He's very high.
How high are you?
We already asked him that, dude.
I just want to see if he remembers.
This explains why he had so much trouble connecting to the amp line. You tried screening his call twice.
I think he's trying to talk, and we're not hearing him.
Prior to this.
All right, Packet, we gave you a shot, bro. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, like fried chicken. That's 855-450-3733.
I think he said something he wasn't supposed to say when you took his call, but we were talking over it, so it wasn't clear.
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did, but it doesn't matter. I mean, I think we covered it by talking over it, because I wasn't sure what he said.
But I heard him say something,
he said was OF when you first took the call.
Drunk talk live, or is it high?
I don't know. We didn't ask him what he was on.
He sounded a little slurry to me. I'm guessing booze was involved.
Could be.
That's something else that I really kind of hate about the state, particularly like the news when they report on something, right? There was a two-car accident and police say alcohol was involved. Like, was alcohol piloting the car, right? You know? Somehow alcohol was involved. What do you mean involved?
Well, kind of.
Right? You know? Like...
One of them drunk, both of them drunk, neither of them drunk, there was some alcohol in the back seat, broke, made a mess.
And they don't ever specify, it could be that the cop was drunk when he showed up to respond to the call.
Alcohol. Not unheard of.
That would involve alcohol.
All right.
Happened.
When we last left our heroes, we were talking about the Sowers family, a couple in the outside of the D.C. area in Maryland. Who were having a run-in with the IRS.
Because they made deposits to their bank that was less than $10,000 multiple times on the recommendation, apparently, of a bank employee.
Of the bank, the teller at the bank, yeah.
Which resulted in a Treasury investigation and the IRS coming to their home.
So these two Treasury agents, show up and ask Sowers if he was willing to answer questions. Sowers attempted to telephone his lawyer, got no answer, and... agreed to speak with the agents in a back office.
Okay.
Mistake.
First off, thank you for calling your lawyer first. Second off, don't cave. If you can't get your lawyer on the phone, just wait.
Just tell them to go away. You know, they're just trying to conduct an investigation. They want to gather information. They want to gather evidence. They're not there to help you. Nope. And you're not going to be able to talk them out of it.
I feel like he learned his lesson because the next sentence is, they had badges and were armed, so I assumed they were the real deal. And I didn't have a problem talking. I answered all kinds of questions about my business, and I didn't know if they were recording, and I didn't care. He felt like he was being truthful. He was answering their questions.
Right. This is the idea of this law-abiding citizen mentality. Mm. These people think that, we're not doing anything wrong, so therefore we don't have anything to hide. Let's just talk to these nice men from Washington, D.C. who have guns and are threatening us.
They must be looking out for me.
They forget that innocence is no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
We're from the government, and we're here to help.
Well, it's not that they don't forget. They forget it. They just don't. They don't know. These people, they live their own life. They're busy with their farm. They don't pay attention to news stories or whatever like we do. They don't know what the rules are.
Yeah.
So they don't. They think, oh, we're not hurting anybody. We're just selling our farm stuff.
That's why if you listen to Free Talk Live, you get a leg up on things like this. We're going to talk more about the Sowers family and their episode with the IRS coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, I am Ron Burgundy. No, I'm not Ron Burgundy. Burgundy. Sorry. I'm Ron Burgundy? You have to say it like a question.
Who's Ron Burgundy?
Damn it, who put the question mark on the teleprompter again? You know Ron reads anything that's typed on that thing. Ron Burgundy, Anchorman, the movie?
Never saw it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm not a Will Ferrell fan by any stretch of the imagination, but that is the role Will Ferrell was born to play. Like, he has never been a better character than he was Ron Burgundy in the movie Anchorman.
Huh.
Yeah, that movie's hilarious.
Interesting. Yeah. I'll have to check it out.
But I digress. Yes, this is Free Talk Live. Seven nights a week, the live call-in radio show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like fried chicken. That's 855-450-3733. And we've been talking about the saga of the Sowers and their farm and their family with the IRS. And we'll talk more about that in just a minute. But I wanted to tell you that the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. So this couple had been making deposits after visiting things like farmers markets and, you know, roadside produce stands, that type of a thing, at the behest of their bank teller, who one day when they showed up with more than $10,000 to deposit said something along the lines of, hey, if you make that under $10,000, there's less paperwork, assumably for the teller.
So, yeah, that's correct. So then they made $9,900 deposits, right? So $9,900.
$99,500.
On multiple occasions. And that got an investigation because that's called suspicious activity when it comes to the Treasury Department. And they will investigate suspicious activity reports, which I wonder if that same teller filed on them or if it was a different teller who saw the activity and filed on them.
Yeah, it doesn't specify at this point.
Somebody sent that report.
It doesn't specify at this
point. And more than one of them, likely.
But it did result in two armed, costume-wearing people, and by costumes I mean badges, from the Treasury Department showing up and asking a host of questions, which the mister did, in fact, answer.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on to say they were...
Mistake, by the way. Don't do that.
Yeah, never talk to cops.
Oh, but they're not cops. They're IRS agents.
Yeah, they got a badge and a gun. They're cops.
You shouldn't just generally talk to government agents. I mean, because, again, they're okay. All on the record. They're going to tell the cops whatever it is you tell them.
So they worked their way to a final question, he said. I remember it very well. Where did the cash come from? I told them the truth about the farmers markets and special events and that sometimes the amounts were $10,000 plus, and we deposited the money on Mondays. That was it. The questions pretty much stopped, and they had what they wanted.
Mm.
Sowers realized his words were tantamount to a confession in the eyes of the IRS, but he wasn't aware that the axe had already fallen. A grand jury date had been set. They were going to get me to settle before the court date or indict me, he notes. In addition, the IRS already had seized the Sowers bank account and grabbed roughly $63,000 through civil asset forfeiture.
Oh, my God.
The chance of Sowers regaining all of his money was minuscule. Civil asset forfeiture.
Good luck. You got to hire an attorney. There goes your $63,000.
For those who don't know, civil asset forfeiture enables the IRS to take cash or assets without any criminal charges or conviction and take property owners into the deep water of expensive long-term litigation when it comes to attempting to get it back.
Right. How do you find an attorney when they've got all your money?
Right. Forget innocent until proven guilty or reasonable explanations. The wheels were already in motion, he says. They're making me think I was on the road to a grand jury and felony charges. Yes, I was scared at that moment, but I kept asking myself, how many other people has this happened to?
Good question.
Great question.
He wasn't the first, that's for sure.
And that's what I like about this guy. He's like, I can't be the only guy.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. But it turns out, Sowers' scenario had played out with an alarmingly high number of U.S. citizens. Go figure. chance to take money with no charges filed whatsoever? Yeah, that's not going to happen frequently. Sowers was not an exception because IRS structuring charges were levied in a scattergun approach across multiple states, often without merit. Drug dealers, crime bosses, tax skirters, or Walter White types? Not exactly. According to data collected by the Institute for Justice, a national libertarian law firm and legal advocacy group representing clients pro bono,
they do good work.
IRS grabbed over $242 million from 2,500 suspected structuring cases from 2005 until 2012. Let me read that again.
Oh, my God.
Let me read that again.
7 years.
According to data collated by the Institute for Justice, a national libertarian law firm and legal advocacy group representing clients pro bono, the IRS grabbed over $242 million in 2,500 suspected structuring cases from 2005 until 2012.
That is an average of $96,800 per case.
Wow.
So that's, snatched it out.
Oh, but if they deposited right that, they wouldn't have to file, I think, because it's under 10 grand.
No, I'm sorry, did I say 9,800? 96,000.
Oh, 1,000. Oh, 800. Sorry, my bad. No, you said it right. I understood it incorrectly. Significantly, at least a third of the 2,500 cases were triggered by cash deposits below $10,000 and contained no other criminal allegations.
Wow.
One-third
contained
no other criminal allegations. So they're just saying making this deposit in this type of a way at this type of amount makes you a criminal. The examples were not isolated. They're going to go on and give a bunch of examples that I'm not going to bore our listeners with.
Give us one of them,
all
please.
Right, fine. Terry
just
Daco,
to show how common this is.
Terry Daco and daughter Sandy owned Schott Supermarket outside of Detroit, Michigan, and made frequent sub-$10,000 deposits from the store registers to a bank account, partly because their insurance policy only covered losses up to $10,000. In January 2013, IRS and DOJ drained the Daco account $35,000 plus. So here's a couple. They own a supermarket. They made sub-$10,000 deposits frequently because their insurance policy only covered up to $10,000, giving them incentive, right, non-criminal incentive to make deposits under that, right? Another example, Jeez. Calvin Taylor and his wife Deborah grew sweet corn and raised poultry at C.W. Taylor Farms in Preston, Maryland on the Eastern Shore and operated multiple farm stands. In 2013, the IRS plucked $90,175 from the Taylor's business account due to structuring.
Cha-ching!
Andrew Clyde ran a highly successful gun store in Athens, Georgia, Clyde Armory, and made 100 deposits, all below 10 grand, into a bank account to navigate around limited insurance coverage. In April 2013, Clyde, a military veteran with 3 tours in Iraq, got a visit from Treasury agents. The IRS seized $950,000.
Good thing he was fighting for freedom.
Wow.
Yep. You got what you fought for, pal. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the IRS coming up.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Concerns over the coronavirus spreading send stocks sharply lower. The market taking a major hit. The Dow dropping more than 1,000 points, the third largest points drop in its history. The NASDAQ down 355 points. The S&P 500 down almost 112 points. President Trump in India with an optimistic tweet about all of this. The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA, the president writes. We are in contact with everyone in all relevant countries. CDC and World Health have been working hard and very smart. Stock market starting to look very good to me, exclamation point. In other news, a winter storm watch issued for the Midwest as heavy snow expected, 6 to 12 inches predicted in Great Lakes, northern Illinois, and southern Wisconsin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Cluck Live. I'm sorry, Free Talk Live. I've still got fried chicken on the mind. The toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That number is 855-450-free, like fried chicken. And with you tonight in the studio, it's Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And
you know, the funny thing is, you're sitting here joking about
a meme.
Chicken.
Chicken. Fried chicken, specifically.
And and I'm just thinking, oh, God, they're going to find a way to turn that into a racial thing. You know, and I don't even know what it is. But no matter what you say, somebody can find a way if they work hard enough.
Yeah, particularly because it was a Bernie Sanders meme.
Oh, that Sanders guy.
Colonel Bernie Sanders, I might admit. Apparently he was in the military because he's got a colonel now. Hey, I don't know about you, but do you eat fried chicken with a fork?
Generally, no.
I don't either. It's usually a hands-only food, right? You know, I mean,
yeah.
Maybe you get some really horrible fried chicken that's tough and dry that's been under that warmer thing at the grocery store for like all day. You know, then you might need a fork. But
I'm trying to think of circumstances where I would use a fork for fried chicken. I can't think of any.
I hope that somebody is making fried chicken at ForkFest 2020 when I attend for the first time this year.
Putting it out there into the universe.
I'm just, you know, I mean, I'm trying to manifest fried chicken at ForkFest, right? So that on Independence Day I can say stuff like, you know, oh, say does the Star-Spangled Banner yet wave, or the land of the fried chicken and the home of the brave. And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving and fried chicken-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have, like fried chicken. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat for the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. All right. Fried chicken.
Let's hear the rest of this horrible tragedy.
So we were talking
these
about
people who are, they are in trouble, or were in trouble, and we're getting the whole story, for making bank deposits under $10,000. They did it on the advice, they say, of the actual teller at the bank, or at least one of them. And then the IRS came calling and seized over, what was it, 60 grand, I think, from their bank account?
Indeed.
Yeah. And then it gave a few examples of how this happens to a lot of people.
A lot of people who are not criminals.
Right. Just business people.
So most of the dubious structuring cases followed a similar path. No formal charges and no convictions.
Really?
From its elevated pedestal. Yeah. They're just taking the money and not giving it back to people.
Oh, that's right. They're coming to a settlement.
Right.
Right. Okay, look, we won't charge you if you just leave this be.
Right.
Okay.
So no formal charges, no convictions. From its elevated pedestal at the Treasury Department, using the long arm of the Bank Secrecy Act, IRS is able to reach down and take possession of money from ordinary citizens and then pull up the rope ladder and refuse to descend from the heights. In most of the seizure instances, the only option offered by IRS was settlement, i.e. a split of the sum in the aforementioned cases of Daco, Taylor, Clyde, and Hearst, the examples the article gave moments
ago. They split it.
Settlement offers were the rule. Taylor, for example, settled and lost $41,790. Clyde settled and gave up $50,000. That's how almost all of these end with a settlement.
So this is just straight-up criminal extortion is what this is, and that's what the government is doing here, and I just want to make sure that's clear. That's what this is.
That is what this is. They're coming.
But it's legal when they do it.
Well, of course, because they have the badges and the guns.
And their gang made the rules.
Right.
Sauer says that's how almost all of these end. If you want any of your money back, you have to settle.
And then they, of course, always bring out this claim of, well, ignorance of the law is no excuse, as though you've got time to sit down and read the Bank Secrecy Act amongst all the rest of the legislation passed in your lifetime.
Yeah. And they're like 5,000 new laws
every
year.
The rules are really simple. If the peasant messes up, the peasant has to pay.
Right.
If the cop messes up, the peasant has to pay. The prosecutor messes up, the peasant has to pay. If the judge messes up, the peasant has to pay. It's always the peasant. It's always the nobody who ends up paying the price for the incompetence and the malfeasance of these monstrous bastards. Yes.
And this is the same way that family courts work, too, when they start seizing property and money and stuff like that. They just do it because, oh, it's in the
Which
best
courts?
Interest. Family courts. Yeah, family
oh,
courts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Most people are too scared, frustrated, tired, or financially wasted to do anything else but settle.
Right.
Maybe get half your money back or go to court and lose it all. Call it what you want, but most people recognize that as a shakedown.
Good for him, calling it like it is.
In total, Sowers was offered settlement whereby IRS could pocket almost $30,000 of his dairy dollars.
For doing nothing.
For doing nothing.
Hmm.
A fight in court could cost Sowers the grand total deposited in the account for an entire year, $360,000, wow, along with lawyer and litigation fees in addition.
Oh, so look, buddy, we did you a favor, okay? We could have taken all $360,000, but we're just doing you a favor. We're only taking $60,000 now. How about you do us a favor and sign this agreement so we'll leave you alone? We'll give you a little bit back, and then we'll just call it a day. Sound good? Here, sign this.
Right.
Wow. This is why we need AR-15s.
Indeed. He says, I think I'm reading this right. He says, I settled because I had no choice, and that's how they rigged the whole thing. Rosenstein should have been the one threatened with prison, not me.
Who's Rosenstein's agent?
The prosecutor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
However, the IRS hadn't reckoned on Sauer's bulldog nature or his willingness to wade toward controversy.
Good.
He was involved in some other egg dumping protests previously and is currently confronting skim milk regulations. Even at farmers markets, I told everyone what Rosenstein and the IRS had done. Anybody who would listen. I tried to tell them the story. I spoke to the press, and I did my best to get people to hear. By this time, I knew this could happen to anyone, and no way was I going to lick my wounds and shut up. As concrete settlement terms came into view, a city paper reporter called Sauer's and asked for comment on the pending negotiation. He said he was going to write the story whether I talked or not, but that it wouldn't look good if I didn't give my side, Sauer's recalls. I told him my story, and he did a great job. However, when DOJ officials read the city paper article and realized Sauer's had granted an interview, their reaction was swift, according to Sauer's. Rosenstein changed the settlement to where I had to admit guilt. I was the only case required to do that, and I wanted to know why. Basically, Rosenstein said that they were being harder on me than anyone else because we spoke to the press.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Wow. See, that right there, that should be a massive First Amendment lawsuit.
Yeah. Is it on the record, though? Did he say that in person, or, you know, when he wasn't being recorded, or was it in writing?
That's a good question. Yeah. It would be nice if we could record our phone calls with them.
Yeah. Even
you can, as I understand it, I'm not an attorney, but legally, federal law is a one-party consent.
Okay.
But even if they had in New Hampshire, all of that evidence, that doesn't mean they still couldn't get away with it. They could say whatever they want. They could dismiss the evidence.
Oh, yeah. Well, they can shoot people in broad daylight.
That's what I'm saying.
For having a stick. So, yeah, I guess you're right.
As Sauer struggled with the settlement grind, the Institute for Justice was at the front lines of civil forfeiture opposition and took a head-on approach to IRS behavior. Representing 12 clients in 6 structuring-related cases, Dan Albin, senior attorney with IJ, says IRS actions were incentivized by money and a numbers game. Both IRS and the DOJ get up to 100% of proceeds from forfeitures.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again. Both the IRS and the Department of Justice get up to 100% of the proceeds from forfeitures, and they had a strong interest to vacuum as much cash as possible. 855-450-
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes. You're in the right place for Free Talk Live. We're in the final segment of our third hour already. And our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like fried chicken. And I am your host tonight. I am the Dr. Reverend Captain Kickass of lcaptainkickass.com. And I'm joined by...
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And neither of you guys have websites or anything?
That you want? I got a few of them.
Yeah? You don't want to pimp one?
Freekeen.com.
Okay, you want to pimp one?
Electnobody.com.
Electnobody.com, very well. And Freekeen.com as well. So we've been running through this story about the Sowers and their dealings with the IRS after they had made some...
Let's make a deal. We're going to take all your money... And then we'll offer you a little bit back, and we won't send you to prison.
Yeah, so they made some deposits under $10,000 in cash. This brought them to the attention of the IRS and the Treasury Department, who sent men with guns and badges to question them and ultimately charged them with something, attempting to solicit a plea bargain deal and keep a large chunk of their money.
Yep.
So both the IRS and the DOJ get to keep up to 100% of the proceeds from forfeitures, and they had a strong interest to vacuum up as much cash as possible. The cash goes to a forfeitures fund of the Treasury and the DOJ, really a slush fund that can only be spent by law enforcement.
Yeah, think of all the cool laptops and like gear and nice office chairs. They're living large.
The structuring cases also boost IRS numbers as well, Albin continues. They don't even have to look for criminals, but instead look for frequent cash deposits. Instead of real investigations, they control bank accounts and then squeeze people by making them prove their innocence, which is so hard to do,
right.
Not to mention inconvenient and costly. The IRS knows when people have payroll, rent, or mortgages to keep up, they'll take a bad deal to keep their business open.
Yeah.
No other choice sometimes.
Right.
Essentially, as IJ trained Public Spotlight on structuring and civil forfeiture, the IRS conveniently amended its policy in 2014. We brought half a dozen or more cases and elevated them to high-profile status. While the final case was pending and we prepared to file on behalf of Carol Hinders, the New York Times contacted the IRS and asked what was going on. The IRS stalled for several weeks and then announced it was changing its policy and would no longer conduct seizures without underlying evidence of criminality.
Isn't that interesting?
They would no longer conduct seizures. So they admit they were conducting seizures without right. underlying evidence yeah. of criminality.
And yeah. isn't that interesting? The New York Times calls them up and all of a sudden they decide to change their policy that well, they've been using for years.
And talk. Ooh. Right? Like, they weren't willing to talk to the other, you know, news agencies.
The smaller newspaper, yeah.
Well, the New York Times, oh, yeah,
oh,
sure.
Yeah, new policy here. Well, okay, well, how do we know they're not going to just change the policy again once the New York Times goes away?
We don't.
Well, hopefully if they do, somebody will have read the New York Times and will give them a call, because apparently the New York Times gets things done.
Well, later in the story, there is apparently some kind of legislation that may have had an effect on this. I'm not sure.
Although not codified, the IRS ended structuring seizures except when related to illegal activity.
And by that, I presume they mean illegal activity that doesn't involve
like farming
bank transfers.
Or bank transfers. Yeah.
Yeah.
In addition to, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
IJ's efforts gained congressional attention, and the House Ways and Means Committee began an investigation and asked Sowers to testify in tandem with Hirsch and Taylor in the early hours of February 2015
now,
morning.
Well, hold on. Earlier in this story, it talked about the 240 million dollars worth of seizures over
yes.
just 7 years.
Yes.
And remember, this Secrecy Act goes back to 1970.
Ooh,
so we have
that.
No idea how many people who have had their business completely upended, destroyed, mm-hmm. shut down, their lives ruined. And now, all of a sudden, the Congress is like, well, we're going to investigate this. What? What's that you say? This has been happening? My God, this law that we passed has actually been affecting people's lives? Now, 40 years later, 50 years later, they're going to do something about it?
They're shocked.
Right.
Find out there's gambling going on
shocked,
in here.
I tell you. Horrifying. They did ask Sowers to testify in tandem with Hirsch and Taylor, two of the other people in the examples, in the early hours of a February 2015 morning. Sowers finished dairy work, grabbed a clean shirt, jumped in a truck alongside Karen, drove southeast to D.C. in order to avoid work hour traffic, grabbed an IHOP breakfast. Sounds like a shameless plug for IHOP. Mm-hmm. And then slept in the IJ parking lot. Within hours of milking his cows, Sowers was fielding questions from a phalanx of suits and ties on Capitol Hill. The congressmen were disgusted for the first minute, but not by us, Sowers recalls. They were hitting the IRS guys with all kinds of questions. The IRS officials dodged and ducked, and nobody took blame. When the facts
Look,
were out
we're just
there,
doing our job.
When the facts were out there for everyone to see, the committee seemed pretty upset because they hadn't realized the extent of the IRS's actions. I don't, you know, do I believe that Congress people hadn't realized the extent of this particular thing and,
no,
you know,
knew.
Seizing hundreds of millions of dollars?
Peasants. Who cares?
You know,
this is their opportunity to look like they care, like, because...
Oh, gosh, we didn't know this was going on. Thank you so much for bringing this to our attention.
We of this committee are going to do everything we can to make a kinder, gentler IRS when they steal money from you, because that's all they do.
That is all they do.
But, oh, this one thing they do, oh, well, that is just beyond the pale. Shame, IRS. We're going to put you in your place.
In July 2015, IJ petitioned DOJ and IRS asking for a return of Sowers' money. Roughly 1 year later, the IRS returned Sowers' settlement sum,
$29,500. Wow. Okay, can everybody else do the same thing? Can there be like a class action petition against the IRS now where all the hundreds of other people in just the last decade can also go ahead and get their money back?
I think you can only do class action suits against businesses, corporations.
I I don't know. I think class action against the government is a thing, but yeah. I couldn't say for sure.
The bureaucratic levy had broken, and according to IJ, the IRS returned approximately $43 million in total from 618 structuring cases between the years of 2007 and 2013.
Remember, they stole like 240-something million.
Yeah, they're like, oh, here's, it's like when you get your tax return. Oh, here's your change.
Maybe what they're saying, though, is that the rest of it was real criminals, right? Oh, we got real drug dealers. Because remember, they said it was a third of the amount that was... So yeah. Maybe
even a drug dealer is just a real fake criminal.
Sure, I agree.
He didn't hurt anybody.
Further, a 2017 Treasury Inspector General report published in March 30th of 2017 dug deeper into the IRS behavior, ran a sample audit of the 278 structuring cases, and found that IRS officials sometimes ignored legitimate explanations for deposits.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes.
Yeah, probably like every time.
Take it alone, the IG report's title is alarmingly blunt. Criminal investigation enforced structuring laws primarily against legal source funds and compromised the rights of some individuals and businesses.
Wow, that's an indictment right there.
In,
too bad none of these agents will be held responsible for it.
Right? Should be, it should turn into indictments, but it never will.
Nope.
In 91% of the cases sampled, the inspector general did not find evidence that the structured funds came from an illegal source or involved any other illegal activity.
252 out of the 278 cases in 1 year.
Yeah. And of those 252, wow. 210 were businesses and 42 were individuals.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for this. Thank you for sharing this story. I mean, this is it's more about structuring than about farming, and it's fantastic.
And what's the source here? Because they're very detailed.
This is agweb.com.
Agweb,
agriculture. It's an agriculture magazine.
Oh, okay.
Great writing. I mean, they don't take the government side. It's good.
Yeah, I want to. We're running close on time, so I just want to say that Sowers did have a hand in doing some other stuff to positively affect people that this had happened to. He got involved. Yeah. He, you know, did more things. He raised funds.
He's an activist. I mean,
he definitely
stood up for himself when they were attacking him. He didn't just take it lying down. And kudos to him because it helped. You know, IJ took the case and people got their money back. That's amazing.
There was an act called the Respect Act, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, like the song, but it was named after Clyde, Hirsch, and Sowers, eponymously named for Andrew Clyde, Jeff Hirsch, and Randy Sowers. The Respect Act officially restricts forfeiture to currency structuring instances involving illegal activity, I believe additional illegal activity. In other words, they can't prosecute if it's just the bank deposits.
Well, that's good to know.
Now, in theory. So this guy Sowers, you know, a stand-up guy.
However, keep note, even though they can't prosecute by this law, that doesn't mean that they won't trigger an investigation.
Right.
So if you, hearing this news, decide you want to go and make $9,900 deposits, they're still going to send a suspicious activity report because that's still, in their mind, evidence of potential drug dealing or terrorist activity or whatever.
Yep.
And then you're going to have these agents pouring over your business even worse than they normally would.
They're still going to come into your house. They're still going to flash the badges and guns and get all up in your business, in your knickers, in your wallet.
And then if they find a bag of marijuana, well, then maybe you're a drug dealer.
Liberty First University. University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.